When a levee burst in a January rainstorm in the Central Valley town of Planada, floodwaters wrecked the homes of hundreds of farm worker families. In March, the same thing happened again. A levee failed in the Salinas Valley and inundated the farm worker town of Pajaro. As KQED's senior immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports, those communities are now pushing to get some real help in the state budget.
Anastasio Rosales was not home when the flood hit Planada. He was in Mexico visiting family. Then his sister phoned.
It was over 3 feet high inside the water that got in.
Water had surged through, destroying furniture, appliances, wiring, and mementos of his late parents, who had purchased the house after years of work in the fields.
On one night, everything's washed away.
It was devastating, says Rosales, who is 70 and has lived in Planada for 58 years, harvesting sweet potatoes and other crops. As a U.S. citizen, he was able to get emergency aid from FEMA. But at least half of California farm workers are undocumented immigrants, including most of the households in Planada, which means they're not eligible for federal assistance.
This all could have been prevented if the proper funding and the proper measurements had taken place way before the flooding. It was long overdue.
That's Sarai Ramirez. She's an advocate with the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, a Central Valley nonprofit. She says levee repairs were neglected in Planada and in Pajaro, too.
These communities hardly see any investments, especially when it comes to infrastructure.
This spring, researchers from the UC Merced Community and Labor Center conducted a survey to capture the scope of the losses: homes, vehicles, the school, and the park. The cost of restoring the town? $20 million. Edward Flores is co-director of the Labor Center. He says the disaster in Planada is part of a much bigger problem.
Catastrophic wildfires and droughts and historic floods are indicating that we need to have a different approach to economic and climate resilience if we're going to protect the rights and the well-being of those that are furthest on the margins.
And some lawmakers are listening. The budget bill the legislature passed last week includes hundreds of millions of dollars for flood resilience statewide and $20 million specifically for Planada, plus another $20 million for Pajaro.
Placing a line item on the state budget for the exact amount that we had estimated was needed. This is incredible.
Flores credits State Senator Ana Caballero. The night of the Planada flood, she went to the Merced County Fairgrounds and spoke with evacuees.
Families left with the pajamas they were wearing. It was heartbreaking.
Caballero says she met with Assemblyman Robert Rivas, who represents Pajaro, and they put the aid package in the budget.
There's a lot of work to do, but it's a really resilient community and people are working hard to help each other out.
But the budget's not final yet. Lawmakers are in negotiations with Governor Gavin Newsom on how to close a $31 billion shortfall. And the governor has until July 1st to sign the budget. Anastasio Rosales says he wants Newsom to think about the work that he and his neighbors do, growing and picking the state's fruits and vegetables.
If someday this Governor Newsom comes down here, I wish I could have a word with him.
Rosales says he would tell the governor they're not asking to become rich, just to receive the money they need to repair and heal their community. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks.